are you? Who are you?
Ha ha. Seems there's three kinds of people in the world when it comes to hassles and challenges and problems. The first kind get hit with a hassle, a challenge, a problem, fall down, stay down, and often never get back up again. Some people get hit really hard, fall down, get back up again, sometimes really quickly. Other people take a bit longer, but they do always get back up again. And there's other people who say, I refuse to fall over. I'm not going to fall over. You can attack me. You can give me a hard time. You can give me a problem, a challenge. The world can do horrible things to me, but I refuse to fall down. Now, I don't know if that's a character trait, if you're born with that, if it's something you can learn, if it's something you can decide. But isn't it interesting to watch that the same thing can happen to those three kinds of people, and one falls down and stays down, one falls and gets back up again, and the other one just doesn't fall. Here's a very personal question. What are you going to do? What have you decided to do with your life? Can you decide to be the person that will not get pushed over? Or, an even more important question, do you have an option? And I always ask, if you are a parent, if you are a teacher, if you're a coach, if you're a boss, you're a leader, you're a pastor, if you've got people relying on you, do you have the option to fall down and stay down, or do you have to be the person that can stand and fight? And it's one of the reasons why I just love living in the country, and I share this on a regular basis too, because the people out here, they can't fall down and stay down, and they can't fall down and then decide at some stage in the future to get back up again. Because Mother Nature constantly throws stuff at the rural folks, and they just have to be tough and they have to be strong. But here's an even more interesting question. Are they tough and strong because they keep getting hit, keep getting attacked, Mother Nature keeps giving them a hard time? And how would we know how strong we are if we don't get hit and attacked? And how would we know if we can handle a challenge, a hassle, a problem if we don't have any? What makes us mentally tough? And it's one of the reasons why I love great extreme weather. I love a happy sunny day, but it's interesting because I've just got a little bit of, I get excited because we don't get much free water out here at the moment. And there's a little bit of free water falling on my face. I would love it to pour down. I love watching people who hate it when it rains. I wish it wouldn't rain so much. And they whinge, moan and complain. And there's other people that have done a rain dance because they want it to rain. See, the same thing happening to two different kinds of people. One appreciates it and one whinges and moans and complains about it. Well, there's another great question. Can you afford to be a whinger, moaner and complainer? Can your reputation afford for you to be the person that say, oh yeah, she's the woman that always whinges, moans and complains, or he's the guy that's always whining? Have some cheese with that wine and suck it up is what I've been taught since I was a little girl, and now that I'm a very old lady and now that I live out in the rural sticks of New Zealand, I just love it that it's tough and I have to be tough to live out here. And I love being surrounded by the tough people that live out here. And there's another really personal question. The people in your life, are they tough? Are they mentally strong? Because if you're surrounded by, and the psychologists, psychiatrists and neuroscientists all share the same thing, if the five people in your life that you invest, waste or spend time with, if they're weak mentally, if they can't handle challenges, if they fall down and stay down, it's very likely that you will also become that person, because we become who we are surrounded by, which again is why I love being surrounded by sports people. I've got a husband that's a world champion martial artist at a very old age, and he's constantly getting hit, literally getting hit and kicked and punched, and somebody tries to put him on the ground and he has to stay standing. That's a great person to be married to. And that then translates into every area of our lives. He's the guy that stays standing. I've been taught, and because I've lived my life I ran away from home when I was less than, not even 15. So I've had to rely on myself, but it's something my father taught me. The best place to find a helping hand is at the end of your own arm. So are your arms strong? Are you mentally tough? Are you investing time with people that force you to be mentally tough? And if you've got people in your life who are weak and can't handle challenges and they fall down and stay down, could it be a really good idea perhaps to change your circle of influence? Be the person who can handle everything that comes into your life. Who are you? Super duper doo, who are you? I'm deciding to be tough and strong. Woohoo!